Biden's parole pipeline, 11.6K border crossers funneled into American towns from the Caribbean in January. By John Binder on February 10, 2023. President Joe Biden's parole pipeline sent more than 11,600 border crossers from a handful of Caribbean countries into American cities and towns last month. New Department of Homeland Security, DHS, figures reveal. The data, published on Friday evening to minimize public attention, reveals that Biden's newly created parole pipeline for border crossers arriving from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela released 11,637 people into the United States interior from January 5 through the end of the month. Last month, Biden made plans to blow open the doors for an even more expansive catch-and-release network whereby 360,000 border crossers from the Caribbean can get into the U.S. interior by applying for humanitarian parole. These Caribbean border crossers released into American communities are in addition to the likely tens of thousands of border crossers arriving every month whom Biden's DHS is also releasing on parole. The administration's seeking to rebrand illegal immigration has been touted by DHS as a testament to the benefit of lawful processes in promoting safe and orderly migration while reducing encounters at the border. Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, said the Biden administration is effectively trying to window dress illegal immigration. Even with these newly devised schemes, the number of migrants encountered at the southern border illegally remained at historically high levels, with 156,274 still being the highest January ever recorded, Stein said. No matter how the White House tries to spin it, what we saw last month was not a significant drop in illegal immigration. Rather, it was illegal immigration dressed up to appear legal under an illegal assertion of executive power by President Biden and his administration. Emphasis added. Likewise, DHS welcomed almost 10,000 foreign nationals who scheduled appointments at ports of entry, POS, to be released into the U.S. interior from January 18 to January 31. That initiative is part of Biden's Customs and Border Protection, CBP, one app for mobile phones whereby foreign nationals in Mexico can schedule appointments at POS in the hopes of being released into American communities while awaiting their asylum hearings. Biden's DHS refuses to divulge the total monthly number of border crossers given parole for release into the U.S. interior, though the latest estimates suggest that about 1.7 million have been sent to American communities from February 2021 to December 2022. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.